This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
And our Chicago Bears football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, along with Arturo Tire, Chuck Swirsky, along with Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, as the Vikings win it 27-24. Caleb Williams, 21-35, 211, including a touchdown pass for J.J. McCarthy. After a dismal first half, he recovered, went 13 of 20 for 143 yards, a couple of touchdowns, including, by the way, he ran for a touchdown. And the bottom line also, field goal kickers, as Santos made a 42, but he missed a 50 to begin the fourth quarter play. And Reichert kicked a 59-yard field goal for the Vikings near the end of the first half. This is Chuck Swirsky. Let's go back to the phone lines and let's dial it up from Tampa, Florida. Jimmy, you're on 670 The Score. Let's talk some Bears football. What are your take and what is your analysis of the game?
Well, good evening. So Santos, that was the whole game changer, that kick. And he makes that kick, we have a whole different dynamic here completely. But Caleb, when is he going to learn how to process the game? Because he struggles with processing, and it's so obvious. You know, he gets a little pressure in his face, he'll throw it away. Now, you have so many good weapons on this offense. Like, it's just so hard to watch, you know? And then the management at the end of the game, like what are we doing here? It's just like, this team is so much better. The talent's there. Like, when are we going to turn this thing? And Krutzy, Manley, I love you guys. You're two of my all-time gamers. Like, Krutzy, that you would just destroy it. You know, Manley was just a stud. Like, you were the best representation of Chicago, you know, and it's just so hard to watch, you know?
You know what? I appreciate the call very, very much, Jimmy. So let me ask you guys a question. You played the game. I did not. But was it Williams? Was it play calling? What happened down the stretch?
I just think that they got beat. They just didn't seem like, I mean, that's a weird way to say it. They didn't execute properly. Offensively, they weren't executing. They had a couple three and outs. Defensively, they couldn't stop the run. They started to run the ball on them, and they just couldn't stop it. And that to me is what happened. And to go back to the caller from Jimmy talking about the Kyros missed 50-yarder, that's a tough kick in Soldier Field. It was a little breezy today. You expect them to make it. You want them to make it. But when you do miss that, they get the ball on the 40-yard line, and that gives them good field position. I believe they went down and scored after that, but that was kind of a changing point in the game, and that would have been nice to make that kick and add more points. The Bears, you know, only scored, 10 points offensively. It would have been nice to have three more there. The other one, too, was going for it on fourth and two, Chuck, when
yes.
They could have had a 42-yard field goal, and Caleb missed the throw to DJ. That's three more points there. So there's some stuff there that I think we're going to watch over the next few weeks of, you know, everybody's excited that he's going for it on fourth down. How's he going to do it? What's his execution going to be? Can they get it done? That's pretty much, to me, kind of three free points he gave up there on the 24-yard line when they went for it on fourth and two from the 24 and missed that, didn't go for the field goal.
And of course, that's what we saw, Olin, with the Detroit Lions, as Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson, they went for on fourth down quite a bit last year, and that was one of their fortes. When it works, it's great. When it doesn't, like it happened tonight for the Bears, it was a very costly decision, to say the least. Let's return to the phone lines. Let's go to Gabe in Appleton, Wisconsin. Gabe, you're on with Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley. Gabe, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. I don't know. I'm just frustrated after tonight's loss. I mean, I've been a Bears fan for a while now, and I'm just wondering, like, when is, like, the big thing I'm wondering right now is, like, how is Caleb Williams, like, when is he going to start, like, processing the game better? Like, what the guy said earlier. I mean, I'm looking at, like, the tape, and I see guys wide open downfield, and he's looking there, but he isn't throwing it. And I'm just wondering, when is he going to start taking those shots? I mean, I like at the start, you know, playing conservative, you know, getting some easy completions. But toward the second half, I mean, you got to start taking some shots, and he just seems like he just broke down in the second half.
Olin, your take.
Yeah, Gabe makes a good point, right? And Chuck, you asked earlier, you know, is it the chicken or the egg? That's what we've been trying to figure out, right? The coaches, is it the play calling? Is Caleb not playing well? I mean, there was also in the first half, I think it was third and two, and it looked like he had a run pop pass on, and he just threw it way behind Romo Dunze, right? And some of those things, when you're a coach, man, you just can't really explain it. It was like 1 minute, 44 seconds left, in the first quarter, and you're just thinking to yourself, man, what do I do here with the quarterback? He doesn't seem very accurate when he's trying to get the ball down the field. So to Gabe's point, I mean, and Troy Aikman was saying, and I'll trust Troy, and until we see the sideline copy, Pat and Chuck, as you know, can't really see what was going on in the secondary much from the TV copy. But even Troy was saying that in the game, right? Like, there was a few guys open down the field. I know why Caleb took the check down there, but he did have a few chances to get it down the field. And then, you know, in the second half, it looked like Flores went to a little bit of a cover two and really, really concentrated on stopping those checkdowns. And then we got nothing. We got nothing going. I think we only averaged like 3 yards a carry running the ball. So we couldn't really make any hay on what we needed to do to get the ball moving down the field in the second half.
Yeah, Olin, it's concerning to me the accuracy issues with Caleb, because we saw some last year, right? We get excited to see these great throws, but some of the wide open throws down the middle, or like the feathered throws, they got to get in there on the corner routes and things like that. He's just not accurate. And that kind of concerns me a little bit, especially when you're the number one pick in the draft and you say all this arm talent. But those are the, you know, as Bob Wiley would say, Olin, don't miss the layups. He's missing too many layups, mm-hmm. and that's what's discouraging.
Well, we've got one game, as the Bears now go to Detroit. And watching the Lions and Green Bay Packers yesterday, I'll tell you something, they desperately missed Ben Johnson. The Lions' offensive scheme was vanilla, to say the least, and I'm being very kind. It'll be interesting to see what adjustments Detroit makes and what adjustments the Bears make for week two. But right now our focus is on Minnesota's 27-24 victory over the Bears tonight at Soldier Field. Let's go to Sally. Sally, welcome. 670 The Score. You're on with Olin and Patrick. And let's go to Charlie in Wilmette. Charlie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to expand on what Patrick said earlier about the fourth and two around the 24-yard line. I understand that Ben Johnson comes from the Dan Campbell tree of trying to go for the jugular, but sometimes when the points are there, you just got to take them. And I know Cairo missed the 50-yarder, but the 42-yarder would have been nice to have. I mean, we lost by 3 points. So I was wondering what you guys thought about the game management just overall.
I thought the game management wasn't bad, Pat. I thought that was the one thing that would come into question, was going for it on that fourth down. Like I said, early in the game, I didn't mind it, trying to capture a little momentum, trying to show your offense, your young quarterback, you believed in him, right? The throw was there to be made, right? We just got to be a little more accurate there to Romo Dunze. I thought the call wasn't bad. I thought that is what Ben Johnson wants to project to his team, right? We're going to be aggressive. We're going to attack, especially early in the game there. I wasn't too much against that. I thought his game management wasn't bad. I thought the challenge of Noah Sewell's fumble, the fumble he caused with the guy down, that rule kind of baffled me. I didn't know, did he touch him? Did he not touch him? Can you punch it out when he's on the ground? That's something I got to look up myself. But he should know that as the head coach.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you know, you look back in hindsight, you say you take the 3 points, right, for that field goal on 4th and 2. But, yeah, he's setting the tone. I guarantee you he's been at Hallis Hall preaching that the entire offseason. Hey, guys, we get in this situation. I expect us to get a first down. We're going to score touchdowns. We're going to score touchdowns. So you do that the first game, right? Well, now if they start doing this 2, 3, 4, 5 times, I'm going to question it a little bit because you're leaving points out there with as good as Cairo is from that distance. But I got no problem with it. That's what you're preaching to the guys at Hallis Hall. I mean, that's exactly what you're doing. So go ahead and do it. But, again, that's up to Caleb. He missed. You know, you expect him to make that play. He put him in position to make that play. And that's his job. That's what he's supposed to do, and he didn't do it. So that's another disappointing fact or another factor of Caleb's game.
And from Wilmette, let's go to Zachary on the south side on 670. The score, again, the Bears lose 27-24. The Bears, again, this is 2025 and not 2024, but the Bears overall have now lost 11 of 12 and 6 straight at Soldier Field. Zach, go ahead. You're on 670 The Score with Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley.
All right. So I love Ben Johnson going for it on fourth down. I would love to see that every time, every single time. Awesome. We all know Cairo Santos has a noodle leg, so I don't expect too much out of the 50-yarder. However, why, with 2 minutes and 4 seconds left, are you not kicking that out of bounds to keep the two-minute warning and the timeout? So my question is, is that on Santos or is that on Ben Johnson? So are we sending him to Guantanamo Bay or Olin Krutz? Are you knocking out Santos or Ben Johnson?
Pat, I'll let you handle that one. I was wondering that myself. I was wondering what you thought about it.
Are you talking about kicking it out of bounds, like kicking it through the end zone?
I think he was talking about because he didn't have the leg to kick it out of bounds through the end zone. Should he have just kicked it out of bounds?
No, you kick it out of bounds, you get it the fourth. So, yeah, you're giving up 5 more yards. You don't want to do that. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying. You still got to cover, though. They had issues covering all day. They gave up a 21-yard punt return, a 22-yard punt return. I think they averaged giving up 17 yards on punt returns. I know it's a different kick, but special teams-wise, they struggled. What you can try to do, Olin, is just try to just mash it and just kind of hit a knuckleball straight out of bounds. I don't know what the wind was doing as well. I think it was kind of windy today. Maybe that had an issue with it. But you still got to cover, man. I mean, that's what you do. But you don't want to kick it out of bounds. I think they get the ball at the 40, and that makes no sense to me.
All right, very good. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Scott, where are you calling from? Hey, Scott, you're on 670 The Score. Good evening. Where are you calling from?
Portland, Oregon.
All right, go ahead. You're on with Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley.
Great. First of all, I think Caleb cannot see past 20 yards when he throws the ball. But the other issue I have is the offensive line put him in so many bad positions in the first half to score points, and he should have gone for the field goal earlier.
All right, very good. Thank you. Jason in Union Grove, Wisconsin. You're on with Patrick and Olin. What's on your mind tonight?
So I'm just concerned, lifelong Bears fan up here in Wisconsin, which is terrible, but I watch a lot of football. One thing I've noticed with Caleb Williams, he cannot complete a pass at the top of the drop. And so we keep blaming our line and all this and the play calling, but he still can't complete a pass at the top of his drop. And you could hear on the broadcast, like, he's missing people. He doesn't see them. Like, I don't know. Our last guy couldn't complete a pass at the top of the drop, Justin Fields. And I don't know. I don't know if he's the guy. Like, I'm wondering if Goff was our quarterback tonight, or Bagent, or Brock Purdy, or anybody else that can see, gets rid of the ball if we would have won the game.
Yeah. Well, I think, let me just say this, and I know people are frustrated. I'm frustrated. Olin and Patrick, I think I can speak for you as well. But it's way, 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 way too premature. I mean, I'm getting texts. I'm getting, you know, people lighting up our board here at 670 The Score about, you know, he should have gone to Beijing. That's not going to happen, and nor should it happen.
Welcome to the post-game show, Chuck. Welcome to the post-game show. But look, to Chuck's point, Pat, you know, just it is Caleb's first game with Ben Johnson, right? And this film work is critical for them. And I'll go back to what we talked about to open the show, is that it's just if they take a clear look up there at Halas Hall and stop saying, man, like, you know, the coaches last year, and so refreshing to have people, and we're so intense, and we're having tough practices, and look, that's all great, man. That's all great. You still got to do your details. You still got to get things done. You still got to work on your game. You still got to improve every day and every year to make an NFL, get this team better, and get this team to where it's going. Hey, Pat, it's the first time Joe Tooney has been on the field with Braxton Jones and Dahlman. Right. There's a lot to learn, as Chuck pointed out. It's the first week. There's a lot to learn here for these guys. And by no means are we saying, man, this is over. They're terrible. What we're saying is that they all need to get together and say, look, guys, I mean, I know we just kind of threw everybody last year under the bus. Right. We just kind of said it was all the coaches and it wasn't us. But now it's time for us to take a little responsibility here. It's time for us to get a little better, to say, okay, we need to get better at what we're doing here on the field along with our coaching staff and get this team moving in the right direction.
Yeah, just point your finger at yourself. I think it's a simple way to do it, Olin, right? You take care of yourself first. And we preached about that all last year when we heard the team, you know, pointing fingers at each other. Like, no, talk about yourself. Quit talking about coaches. Quit talking about other players. The details need to be there. I think we've talked about it during the offseason that, you know, with the new offensive coordinator, the new offense, Caleb finally learning a snap count, that the details need to be there, and they weren't there in the first game. DJ Moore even jumped offsides. You have the offsides on the O-line as well. And Olin, you talked about it. I don't know if we want to expand on it, but how that plays a role for the offensive line if you have a consistent cadence where it's not erratic. It's always the same thing every time, so you know what to expect, when to come off the ball, what two sounds like, what three sounds like, what color number, whatever, it sounds similar. So there's all those details that still need to be ironed out. You know, you had all offseason to do it, but it is a new head coach, and it's the first time in a live game and playing a full game. So hopefully they can get those things, you know, figured out. But those details were lacking today.
All right, guys, hold that thought. We're going to return in just a moment. We're going to hear from the head coach of the Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson, and our Bears postgame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. This is Chuck Swirsky, Patrick and Olin standing by, 312-644-6767. Coming up after the break, the head coach of the Bears on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Third down and four. McCarthy. Time runs out and down he goes. Just tripped up. And it'll go down as a sack. Pressure by Dio Odengbo, who was brought in by the front office to beef up the pass rush for Chicago.
Yeah, so J.J. McCarthy going down on that hit. And our hit of the game sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years. Estwing.com. McCarthy, of course, returns to Chicago, his home, and wins his NFL debut. And the football postgame show right here on 670 The Score. Bears and Vikings presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. Chuck Swirsky, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, Adam Stasinski is our producer as we near 11:30. By the way, Gabe Ramirez will handle the anchoring chores from midnight until 5 a.m. Mully and Hall will have plenty on the Bears and the Vikings, but let's hear now from the head coach of the Bears in his NFL debut as a head coach in the league, and that's Ben Johnson.
Obviously, a disappointing way to start the season there for us. You know, we just have a 17-6 lead and then see it go the way it did there in the fourth quarter. You know, we said going into week one that the team that would make the least number of mistakes would win the game, and unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of that. We made too many there late in the game. Myself included. There were a number of things that I could have done better, a number of things that a number of guys could have done better. When you look down at the stat sheet and you see 12 penalties, that's got to get cleaned up in a hurry. And yet we've been saying that all training camp as well. So, you know, we'll find a way to get that done. It's going to be a collective effort. No one's pointing fingers. Statistically, I really think the defense did a really good job up until the very end. You know, that fourth quarter, things got away from us a little bit, but up until then, they kept us in that ball game. Offense was stalling out, some good, some bad. I thought Caleb played well to start the game for the most part, finding completions and getting us moving. You know, we weren't good enough on third down or fourth down as the game went, which we knew that was a good team on those downs. And then, of course, when you have the penalties and hard to establish the run game quite like we wanted to, it felt like we were behind the sticks most of the time. So second and long and third and long was where we lived, which was a struggle for us offensively. Guys did play hard. They played with great intensity, great effort. And I hate to see that they didn't come out with a W there at the end. But no one's going to feel sorry for us. It's going to be a quick turnaround here to get going for next Sunday in Detroit, our first road game. And so we got to turn the page here quickly.
And what happened offensively after a hot start?
Just inconsistent. You know, we felt like we were gonna get some completions to get us going there, get the ball in our playmakers' hands, and it was those were a little bit harder to come by. I thought Caleb did a good job working the pocket there early in the game. And then the running game just didn't feel, I didn't feel the rhythm as I was calling it. There was some good and some not quite so good. It didn't seem like we were all on the same page at the whole time. So, like I said, that's a reflection of me as much as anything else, because what we said, as long as we were communicating the mic point and we're on the same page, we'd be just fine this game.
What about Caleb throughout the game? What happened with this game where he's 10 for 10 and then 8 for his next 20?
Yeah, I thought he started off really well, and then I don't know. I'll have to go back and look at exactly where those incompletions came in, but it certainly felt like it dried up a little bit, and probably a credit to Flores and the Vikings as well, making some adjustments on their end because some things tightened up as well.
And when you guys were working the run game going late in the third quarter, I think it was first and 10 at their 24, and then you had the holding intentional grounding. How would you describe the way that that whole drive to kind of go from a chance to put them away to missing the field goal, how that kind of maybe deflated things?
Yeah, no, I think you certainly feel it when you're on the sideline there. You got it moving, you got it going, and then all of a sudden it starts going backwards and negative plays are happening, whether it's penalties or the intentional grounding, things of that nature. And so, it cost us some points big time.
And you talked about finding some sort of rhythm within the offense. In this game, your tight ends only accounted for about 4 receptions. How much of a role do you think that played in the outcome of tonight, and what do you hope to do moving forward?
Each game's different, and so they knew that they were going to have a workmanlike approach to this game. They were going to be big factors in the run game and in protection for us, and so as a result, the receiving game might not have been quite as big this week.
On that first possession in the second quarter after they kicked the field goal, you guys come down and you decide to go for it on 4th and 3. What can you take us through your decision-making process on there, and does Caleb need to hit that throw with more open kind of there in the middle of the field?
I'd have to go back and look at exactly from his viewpoint what that looked like, but we liked the call and we liked the decision at the time.
At the end of the game, after you guys scored the touchdown, what was the conversation about onside versus kicking off, and then were you hoping that kick was going to go out of the end zone?
Yeah, the intent was for the ball to go out of the end zone.
And was there did you guys consider onside kick? I mean, how did that?
Yeah, it did. We felt like if we had kicked it out of the end zone and gotten the 3-and-out that we got, we would get the ball back with around 56 seconds.
All right, that's the head coach of the Bears, Ben Johnson. By the way, on that kickoff, the kickoff returner, Ty Chandler, met the eyes of his head coach, Kevin O'Connell, and O'Connell told him, run it out of the end zone. That was a huge, huge play. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, they have joined us, obviously, right here on the home of Bears Talk, 670 The Score. You hear them pregame, you hear them postgame, and again, we are on the air until midnight. Gabe Ramirez from midnight to 5 a.m. And let's go to Paul on his way home from the game at Soldier Field. Paul, set the scene for us right now, because I'm sure a lot of fans are going to be listening to our conversation that attended the game as well. So give me an idea what it was like at Soldier Field, the return of the 85 Bears, a team I covered back in the day, 40 years ago, hard to believe. But what was the atmosphere from the first half to second half?
You know, it was amazing. You know, you're coming out, everyone's jacked up. Everyone's excited. You know, the first drive went extremely well. It was great to see. You know, you pull in a halftime, you have the 85 Bears out there, everyone's excited. And, you know, the second half, everyone's just deflated. You know, they didn't play well, and it was unfortunate. You know, we were so confident. The fans were going nuts in the first half, and it looked like a whole different team out there in the second half. You know, it's unfortunate. I can't believe they lost. and as I'm walking out, it looks like the same old Bears. You know, we guys talking the way out to the parking lot. It's the same old Bears. I wanted to get your feedback on in terms of where we stand. I mean, what are your expectations? You know, it's terrible end of the game, but, you know, what are your thoughts, essentially?
Well, I'll take this real quick, because he said the same that I said when we started the show, that it felt like the same old Bears, that you saw some great plays, some momentum going their way, and then the next thing you know, the second half happened, and it just looked like they regressed back to the way they were last year. And I hate to say that, because It was so bad last year, you know, firing your head coach in the middle of the season, but there's just a lot of the same things that were going on. They just can't finish. Caleb missing some big throws, missing some open receivers. Again, you know, dazzling us with some great throws, but just not consistent enough for me. So that, to me, feels like the same old Bears.
Olin?
Yeah, it just it's hard not to feel that way after the second half. It's just like, you know, Ben Johnson's a brand new coach. It's the first game all together. They did have a second half that you did not want to see, right? And they have to go pour over this film. They have to get better. I think the quarterback is a year older. I wish he would have played better in the second half. I wish he would have showed more accuracy. I think the Bears need their three starters on defense back, right? It's just there's a lot of disappointment in this game. But also, Pat, I'll keep going back to the fact that if you take a look at reality here, right, reality is a lot of what we weren't hearing in the offseason for the Chicago Bears, right? A lot of, like, all we needed was this coach. We have this 39-year-old coach who's never been a coach before. He's fixed everything. Boom. We're going to go 50 points a game, and we're going to blow out the Minnesota Vikings, and we're on our way now. And that's just not the way things work in the NFL. And when you say same old Bears, I think what you're saying is same old off-season talking points, and then on the field, just not getting it done.
Agreed. And then back to Ben Johnson's post-game, I do respect the fact he pointed the finger at himself. You know, he talked about him, you know, making mistakes with the run game, Mike call, whatever. That I like that. And as a player, Olin, I think you and I, if we hear that or heard that in that locker room or heard it, you know, driving away, listen to Doug and OB, and we heard, you know, that same soundbite, you'd be like, all right, that's my coach. If he's pointing his finger at himself, I need to start doing the same thing, and we need to look inward to fix ourselves and stop pointing fingers.
All right, Patrick and Olin, thanks so much. Let's go to Gabe right now on the northwest side. Gabe, go ahead.
How you doing?
Good, Gabe.
Listen, here's my problem. I don't know what the Bears think they are, but 127 yards in penalties, mismanagement of the clock in the first half, calling a timeout, two timeouts. This is about the coach now. He got totally out-coached in the second half. Now, they made the adjustments in the second half. Did we make any adjustments in the second half? No. This is not going to work. You are not that good of a team to overcome. See, no, if the Bears would have won this game, that 127 yards would have been swept under the rug. But they didn't. So this is about discipline. Comes to coaching. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you for the call. Mm-hmm. Well, Lynn, I want to talk to you for our listeners that just joined us. Talk a little about what happened with the offensive line with the false starts, and maybe you can break that down. Is that on the cadence? Is that on a player? Is that just the anxiousness of trying to get the play off? Take us through what a lineman is going through in that type of situation.
Yeah, it's just focus and knowing the snap count and knowing the quarterback's rhythm. And when all offensive linemen are timing the count to kind of get a jump on the snap count, right? But you also saw DJ Moore jump off sides, right? You also saw a few other guys make mental mistakes with pre-snap penalties, which tells me it's their group. It's an offensive problem. Now, the O-line obviously has to take blame for the ones that they did jump off sides, but also Caleb has to have a rhythm to his snap count. You could tell, right, that we heard about that they were having these problems in the offseason, and you also saw the fumble that started the Kansas City Chiefs game, right? That also is a snap count problem, right? He snapped the ball too late. So they're having problems with this, something I'm sure Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and the whole offense is working on. But, man, Pat, it sure did rear its head tonight. And to your point earlier when you said, man, the coach, Ben Johnson, was on the podium saying, this starts with me and I need to get better. The only thing I hope, Pat, is after what we heard last year, I hope the players on ride home say, man, he's right. He's got to get better, that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. That's true. And I go back to, you know, the years of watching you guys on offense, and you start seeing mistakes, the penalties, the offsides, all that stuff. That's why the quarterback gets paid the big bucks, man. He's in charge of all that stuff. He's in charge of getting everybody lined up, having the standard set high, not making mistakes. And then that cadence is really key. You know, I played a little O-line in college and, you know, spent time with you guys in the O-line room. That gets everything going. That, like you said, you've got your hand on the ground, you've got your hand on the ball, or whatever position you're in, that gets everything started. And you need that to be just really consistent. You need to be the same thing every time. You want the D line to hear the same thing every time, so that if you go on two or color number or whatever you're going to go on, you can draw them off. So that's something he's supposedly working on, but to me, it's on him to get everybody else on the same page.
All right, thanks so much. We're going to go back to the phone lines in just a moment. 312-644-6767. Vikings 27 and the Bears 24. You're listening to Bears postgame coverage on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thielen in motion. McCarthy keeps. He's got it. And forces his way into the end zone. Touchdown.
That's the voice of Joe Buck, J.J. McCarthy from Chicago, University of Michigan. Threw two fourth-quarter TD balls, ran for another, and he is hot. And we got who's hot, who's cold, Cairo Santos. He missed a 50-yard field goal, couldn't kick the ball out of the end zone. Two huge plays as the Bears fall 27-24. And our who's hot, who's cold, brought to you by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, you can call the plumbing pros. Available 247, that's right, 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. That's 1-833-PLUM-911. 1. And don't forget, post-game coverage right here, 670 The Score, going until midnight. Gabe Ramirez live right here in our 670 The Score studios, taking your calls. You're going to hear from a number of people with the Bears, as far as players, the head coach, whatever the case may be, live right here from midnight to 5 a.m. And our post-game coverage presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. And 312-644-6767, Charlie in Bloomington, Illinois. Go ahead.
Yeah, three traits of losing team, penalties. Also take in mind that the Bears were at home. No run game at all. Pass inconsistencies. The problem is, it seems like we say they seem like last year. It does seem like last year, except for this year you traded your offensive line that can pass block, but they can't run block. So moving forward, I'm gonna have to accept the season for what it is, because like when they play teams like the Packers, whose defense is just gonna be kind of atrocious with adding Parsons to it. It's just like I don't know what direction they're gonna move into as far as being that you had to win this game. I just don't see. I was watching the game. I seen it. It changed. And I'm like, well, they can't run. They can't run. They can't move the ball. You have to be able to do that to be a winning team. And it's just, I think it's going to be a long season.
Well, Charlie, hold on for just a second, because you raised a point. I want to go to Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley. Mm-hmm. Olin, of course, was a great offensive lineman, a center, one of the best ever in the modern era of the National Football League on the all-decade team. Let me ask you a question, Olin. The Bears mm-hmm. upgraded their offensive line, did they not?
I mean, definitely upgraded.
Okay, this should be a better offensive line than a year ago, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they should be better than a year ago. The Minnesota Vikings now poured a ton of money into their defensive line too. Matchup tonight, I thought that, Ben Johnson coming out the second half with three straight passes, Pat, and not leaning on the offensive line and trying to get them in a rhythm with that lead they had. I thought that, like Ben Johnson talked about, I can get better also. I thought that was a little bit of a mistake there by him. I thought that, with that and then the pick six for the touchdown, and they came out and they were just trying to find their rhythm in that half. I mean, we both played before, Pat, where you're like, man, I haven't been on the field for a long time here after like a pick six for a touchdown. So interesting point by the caller, but I wouldn't say that this offensive line can't run block just yet.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we saw in the preseason, I know it's preseason, some of it was against, second team guys, but I think they're going to be just fine. I think they've upgraded enough that they have enough talent up there to be good at the run game. And I think with Coach Roschar and Ben Johnson wanting to lean on the run, maybe that's why he got away from it a little bit there at the start of the second half, because it wasn't working. But I think they'll be fine. And just to go back to Charlie's call about, penalties, no run game, inconsistency with passing. You also got to add the defense struggled in the second half. And you're talking about the same old Bears. It seems like they couldn't finish the game. And it was just a little disappointing. I know they're missing three starters, right? But you're also going against a second-year first-game starter in the NFL. And you made them look that way in the first half. But in the second half, you kind of folded a little bit. And you let them look, let them lead you back from down by 11. So, that all those things that Charlie were talking about are signs of a losing team. And I got to add a struggling defense as well. But they can fix those. It is game one. Olin, Lovey always talked about the improvement between game one and game two is the biggest improvement mm-hmm. of the season. Mm-hmm. I believe in that. I think I've seen that. We live that. And I think that hopefully we can see that improvement from this team with Ben Johnson and his guys.
Hey, guys, before we turn things over to Gabe Ramirez, and by the way, as Patrick was saying about the defense, three very, very important defensive players missed the game, Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, and T.J. Edwards, and I don't know about their availability coming up against Detroit on Sunday, but that was a factor. But again, no excuses. Every team has injuries and whatnot. What is your message as we leave this segment of 670 The Score? And again, we'll have live coverage midnight to 5 a.m. Any final thoughts? Olin, let's start with you.
Yeah, just as frustrated as everybody who was watching that game tonight, because so hopeful that the Bears are finding their way to turn the corner to a playoff game, right? To winning a playoff game, to being a better team, to just getting to above 500 record. And you're watching them in that first quarter, and the message tonight is just – look, man, they have a long way to go. Their film said that last year. Their young coach needs to learn a lot, and they all need to work together to get this thing moving in the right direction.
Yeah, well, and I agree with that. I think it's maybe you're not as good as you said you thought you were during the offseason, right? That all these improvements you made, excuse me, that you were talking about, they weren't there. You know, the pre-snap penalties, you can fix those. Make sure you do. That's, you know, that's on the players. That's on everybody, you know, being on the same page and paying attention. So, you know, the other thing is what Ben Johnson did, pointed the finger at himself. But, you know, you get back in Hallis Hall tomorrow, you break down the tape, and you worry about yourself. What can I do better? And I hope that comes from this team – or, sorry, comes from the leadership of this team and trickles on down to the guys, because that's the best way you fix stuff.
You know what, Patrick, just a follow-up on that. We've talked offense, defense. I'm very disappointed with special teams tonight.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. They gave up a lot of punt returns. I think gave up average 17 yards per punt return. That's a little bit on Torrey Taylor of not giving enough hang time. Cairo missing the 50-yard field goal hurt him, and then obviously not being able to kick the ball out at the end of the game, getting it out of getting it through the end zone. There's a lot of hidden yardage there that was given up in that game. They need to make a big improvement as well.
All right, very good. Guys, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure, and I know you'll be featured many, many times as we lead into the Bears and Lions on Sunday. Take care. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. Thanks, Chuck. Good talking with you.
All right, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley have been our guests tonight. Post-game coverage right here on 670 The Score. Many thanks to Adam Stasinski. Adam, great job. This is Chuck Swirsky, always a pleasure. Gabe Ramirez, live. He will take your calls. You'll hear from a ton of people involved in tonight's Bears loss to Minnesota. Always a pleasure, and we'll be right back on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.